The other day, I was helping one of my VIP clients set her fees for her signature program, and our conversation inspired this episode. You know, I have noticed that anything having to do with money, you know, income, fees, it brings up old emotions. Things like fear of succeeding and failing, insecurity about worth, family or cultural beliefs about money, and mistaken assumptions about why people buy. I always encourage my clients to do the math rather than choose fees emotionally or based on erroneous ideas about what the market will bear. By becoming somewhat dispassionate and stepping into the practical, they can begin to understand how they can help themselves earn well in their coaching business. This episode is a short and eye-opening episode. You're listening to Prosperous Coach Podcast, a free resource for new coaches since 2018, created by me, Rhonda Hess. I have a talent for breaking complex things into easier steps, and I love helping you choose a smart coaching niche and launch your business with confidence. I began mentoring coaches in 2006 after 5 years of training coaches at Coach Training Alliance, where I designed the certification program. Subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing, and don't forget to go back to the earliest episodes for incremental learning. Now, let's roll this episode. Hey, coaches. So setting low fees is the most common way that coaches shoot themselves in the foot in their coaching business. But there is another way, and that is by not setting goals. And, you know, coaches aren't the only ones who fail to set business goals. Why don't people set financial and other metric goals for their business? Well, I think it's for the same 5 reasons. Various fears, insecurities, learned beliefs, and mistaken assumptions. Powerful stuff. But nonetheless, we can be at choice about this. And here's what I know for sure. If you do not set goals for your business, you will fail to grow your income. If you do set goals, you will absolutely earn more. It's as simple as that. So let's think about one person in two universes. Let's say the first full year of your coaching business, you don't set any goals. Instead, you just hope for the best and serendipitously, you earn $25,000. And for simplicity, I'm talking dollars here. Now let's say you, in an alternative universe, actually risk setting a goal to earn $100,000 in that first year of your coaching business. And then you get to the end of the year and you earned $75,000. Now, would you beat yourself up about not earning $100,000? No, you'd be thrilled that you earned $75,000. And you'd be inspired to consider what worked and what didn't work in your strategy. So that's the whole point to goals, y'all. It's not to beat yourself up if you don't make the goal. Hardly anybody makes their goals. You know, the idea of goals is to stretch yourself and to think through how you're going to make that goal. Strategy is what brings about financial success. You'd not only set financial goals, but other metric goals too, such as how many discovery calls do you want to have with prospects? Because, you know, discovery calls are the enrollment opportunity, and that allows you to enroll clients. How many podcast episodes are you going to put out? What are they going to be about? What are the topics? Things like that. Goals of all sorts will give you a path to follow and show you where your opportunities are, as well as what you did well. Goal-less business is not really a business at all. It's a hobby. So don't let fears or limiting beliefs keep you from setting goals for your coaching business. Set the goal, then make the plan of how you're going to achieve that goal. Then celebrate. Celebrate your results even if you didn't make the stretch goal. Assess what worked and what didn't. That's how you step into the CEO role of your business and thrive. Stay inspired and make things happen. Thanks for listening today. You are awesome, and it's time for your coaching audience to know that. If you're getting value from this podcast, please share it with other coaches. Your kindness will come back to you. Learn more about how I help coaches choose a smart niche and launch with confidence at prosperouscoachblog.com. Joel Bass wrote my theme music. Thanks, Joel.